Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's go to work. Got your Bibles. Luke chapter 17. And we're going to minister to you how to keep the doors of the supernatural open in your life. How to keep, say that with me, how to keep the door of the supernatural open in your life. All right, this is on the jet, That go with $1,000, okay. All right. How to keep the doors of the supernatural, keep open the doors of the supernatural in your life. And then, I want you to just footnote this because it kept coming. So many things were coming. How to have an increasing, ever-increasing flow of the supernatural. Now, I'm going to give you a workable apostolic definition of the supernatural that it didn't come out of the book. It came out of the Spirit. All right? Here's what the supernatural means. That's what the Spirit of God said to me. The supernatural is the demonstration of the Spirit and power in manifestation to the doing of the impossible. Now, you're not going to find it in the book now. Hold on. Can you put that up for him? Do you have that definition back there, Diana? Does she have it back there? She don't have that? Oh, my goodness. The supernatural is a demonstration of the Spirit and power in manifestation to the doing of the impossible. Who got it? Anybody got it yet? Y'all slow, right? I got to go. I got to preach, y'all. But that's a definition came out of the Spirit. It didn't come out no book. See? All right. Now, she's going to be able to put this on the board for you because I'm going to give you the first point. What? I'm going to give you the first point. That's it? Yeah, there it is. I heard him right. In Luke 17, I'm going to read two verses because it's very important for you to see both verses. 17, 20, and 21. Luke 17, 20, and 21. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees, anybody with me? When the kingdom of God, when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. That's very important. If you're going to operate in the supernatural, you can't get perturbed by what you see. All right? The invisible world is stronger than the visible world. You got me? Now, the next verse, the 21st verse, this is so important if you're going to open the doors of the supernatural in your life and have demonstrated the Spirit and the power and manifestation and walk through the impossible like it doesn't exist. Neither shall, verse 21, everybody with me? Neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, look in different places for help. Running here, running to that point, running to that point. No, he said, for behold, your help is on the inside of you. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Got that? Behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Now, the Spirit of God in this season, in this level, on this level of this church, my ministry, and where we're going, we have to be real accurate. And the Spirit of God says, I want them to see it. I want them to think it. I want them to read it. And I want them to hear it. All right, so you're going to have all those opportunities, all right? So I want you to put the first point, the first principle here on the board so they can see it. Being aware at all time that the supernatural kingdom of God is on the inside of me. Let's say it. Come on. Never, never, never let that slip. No matter what you're going through, what test, I'm going to give you more scriptures to go with that. Never let that slip. That's going to build you up that you can supersede anything that you're dealing with. Romans 14, 17. As we talk about this kingdom, let's get our eyesight on this kingdom, what this kingdom really consists of. It's a threefold leg, threefold divine strength in this kingdom. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. So, all right. So we know it's not physical. We're not talking about something. We're not talking about natural food on the inside of us, in our stomach. We're talking about in our spirit. The kingdom of God is, but it's righteousness. The Lord just spoke to us about righteousness. Righteousness and peace. And joy in the Holy Ghost. That's what on the inside of me. Righteousness. I mean, right standing with God. I have peace that passes all understanding on the inside of me. And then I have the joy of the Holy Ghost on the inside of me. What is the joy of the Holy Ghost? The joy of the Holy Ghost is nothing can steal my joy. The joy of the Holy Ghost is I'm going to be joyful no matter what happens. The joy of the Holy Ghost is the joy of God. God is on my side. No matter what it looked like, no matter what it feel like, I still walk in joy. Joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of his presence, full of his ability. You see what I'm saying? That's what the kingdom is. We have to understand righteousness is a strong covenant word for the body of Christ. Righteousness make withdrawal from the covenant. The Lord said, the covenant will I break. No author of the word going out of my mouth. You in covenant with Almighty God. When David killed Goliath, it wasn't just by faith. David had something else working on his behalf. David had covenant. Them boys went in that fire, them Hebrew boys, they didn't go in there just on faith. See, I'm going to teach you some more about the covenant because we've got to look through the lens of the covenant to really see the supernatural function. Are you with me? But righteousness being joined. Now, let me show you something else about the kingdom of God. Kingdom of God is in 1 Corinthians 4:20. 1 Corinthians 4:20. 1 Corinthians 4:20. Notice what it said. For the kingdom of God, it's not just talking. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in what? Power. Say power like you mean it. Power! Yeah, supernatural power. That's the power of God. And that's on the inside of you. So you have righteousness, your peace, joy in the Holy Ghost, and power. Well, you're back, you got the word of God on the inside. And power. Got it? Now, put that point back up. Be aware, being aware, because I want them to see this, because I'm about to show them something now that's going to take us out the natural. Being aware at all times that the supernatural kingdom of God is on the inside of me. Thank you, Father. See, now, one thing we got to understand, and I have to teach more about this, the kingdom is not in the church. The church is in the kingdom. See, we try to operate from the church all the time, but no, the church is a kingdom product. Yes. Hallelujah. And so if you really want the church to function right, you got to know how to function in the kingdom. Yes. See, the Bible talks more about the kingdom than it talks about the church. Yes. All right? Yes, now, here's the catcher to this point here, being aware at all time and how to keep open the doors of the supernatural in your life. You need them open. Yes, Because you're going to need the supernatural a lot of time. Here in, turn to Hebrews chapter 12. I love it. Here, Hebrews chapter 12. What I'm about to show you now, I love it. I'll jump off the truck to show you this. Hebrews 12, we still talk about the kingdom. Verse 26. Whose voice then shook the earth? But now he has promised, saying, yet once more, I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, go with me now, keep going with me, because I'm going to show you something about what's on the inside of you. And this word, yet once more, signifying the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. You're about to abhor the fact that you can't be shaken. If you understand the kingdom on the inside of you, because you see, you know the supernatural always. Oh, I got to tell you this. You know this. Why you're not shaking? You know the supernatural can't be shook. And you know the supernatural is always coming to my rescue. Whatever you're dealing with, I want to speak to you on behalf of the Father this morning. Listen to me. You're not here by accident. Whatever you're dealing with, I want you to know the supernatural is coming to your rescue.
I receive it.
Let's be real now.
Yes, sir.
Let's be real. We're talking about miracles,
yes, sir.
Signs, and wonders. We're talking about nothing is impossible. When you realize that this kingdom of God that's on the inside of you cannot be shaken. Watch what he said. Verse 28. Wherefore, we receive a kingdom. You see it? You see what he said about it? You see what he said about it? That's on the inside of me.
Thank you, Lord.
Devil can't move it. The world can't move it. My enemy can't move it.
That's it, Dad.
I've received this. Tell somebody. Tell somebody. I've received this already. Tell them, I got this on the inside of me. I just have to study to know how to function with it. But it's there. Watch what he says now. Wherefore we receive a kingdom which cannot be moved. Let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. So just because your life has been shook, it doesn't mean that whatever's shaking it can move it. In other words, you listening?
Yes,
you have the ankles of the kingdom of God on the inside of you to hold you when you're trying to be shook. Thank you for your enthusiasm. That's all right. You're going to need this. You're going to hear my voice. Say, I wish I'd raised my hand that day when he said that, because I sure need this now.
Yes,
that you're in an unshakable kingdom.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God. My God. Go to another point about how to keep open the doors of the supernatural in your life. Now, you got to listen, because the church have not known much about this. See, demonstration of the spirit and the power manifesting in your life, on your street, just because of you. In your house, in your business, in your family, in your children, just because of you. This big business here, boy. This is no play. This is big stuff here. We're not playing here. You got your shouting clothes? All right, let's go to principle number two. Knowing that you have God, heaven, and the Holy Ghost are proving your life because of Christ. Knowing that you have God's heaven and the Holy Ghost approval in your life because of Christ. Just think about this now. You walk through life and you're trying to accomplish something and you know you got the Godhead approval. Turn to Matthew chapter 3. You got to know you got to live under open heaven. And you got to know that the Holy Spirit have descended and landed on you never to leave you. And you have to know you have a personal, all the time audience with God. Oh, man, come on. Y'all cheating me now, man. Y'all cheating me now. Matthew 3. Come on, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got heaven approval. You got the Holy Ghost approval. You got God approval. Now, who can disprove heaven? See? Actually, as a Christian, understand the supernatural, the enemy don't want you to know it, but your life is failure proof. Write that down. Write that down. Take that from me. Take that to somebody. You know how to get it Instagram and all that? Take and tell me what the apostle said. Because that just came in my spirit. Actually, if you understand what the Spirit of God is teaching you now, he just told you the kingdom that's inside can't be moved. He just said a word to you that your life, because of your connection with Christ, because of the cross of Christ, because of heaven, because of the mighty Holy Spirit, I don't care what your flesh said, I don't care what it looked like, God said, I have failure proved your life. You can have victory every time in every situation. Can you hear me? You can have victory every time in every situation because of your spiritual connection with God, with Jesus, with the Holy Ghost, and with heaven. But that's not in the natural. 1 Corinthians 2:14 said, the natural man received not the things of the Spirit of God. See, it's not in the natural. That's in the realm of the Spirit. But you are born of God's Spirit, so you can get in that realm. See, our defeat come out of the natural. Nobody really can whoop you. Because your elder brother too bad. His name is Jesus. Some call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Some call him the Christ. Some say he's their Lord. Some call him Master. Because he can handle everything. So here you sit, dealing with something, thinking it's about to take you down, and the Lord have come and knock on your door and say, open up. Your life is failure proof. Don't believe that. It's only a temporary thing. Yes, we make mistakes. But that's temporary too. Because we love God, we're going to get that straight. Are you glad you're here this morning? Yeah, put that point. Keep that point up. They don't need to see me. Keep that second point up. They don't need to see me. I want them to see that. Knowing that you have God's heaven, and the Holy Ghost approval in your life because of Christ. Man, we need to see that. Now here in Matthew 3:16, look what happened here. Give you a shot. You need a shot. You could be a kneeler or one of them little whiskey glasses. You just gonna get a shot this morning. You're gonna get a Holy Ghost shot this morning. I'm gonna use a kneeler or a whiskey glass. One out of two. Yeah, I gotta wait. Where you at? Gotta get a hit this morning. Now notice all three going to be revealed in this text, but I think this is marvelous. In Matthew 3:16, and Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him. Same heaven because I'm in Christ and because I'm in Jesus, this morning, right now, the same heaven is open to me. Give God praise. Come on, give God praise. Come on. You got to give God praise. See, the more praise you give God, the more revelation will come. Heaven. The heavens are open to me. That make you want to do the supernatural slide. The heavens are open to me. Now, I don't know another way to say this. This is what I'm hearing. I'll try to say it. I don't know how to say it. Somebody in here about to whoop something. That's what I heard. Somebody in here about to whoop something this morning. Somebody in here about to put some hurt on something here this morning that's been trying to put hurt on them, but about to reverse the curse and loose the blessing. Reverse the curse and loose the blessing. Come on, say it with me. Reverse the curse and loose the blessing. I've decided to live on the open heaven. Yes, sir. All right. Thank you, sir. I receive it. So I'm living on the open heaven every day of my life. I don't have to try to get heaven open. Watch what I'm about to say now. Heaven always has its eyes on my life. Sit down. So. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were open unto him. Unto him. You better know this personal. The heavens not just open to the apostle. The heavens just not open to the bishop. The heavens are open to every child of God. The heavens are open to me. Tell somebody, the heavens are open to me. Tell three people, the heavens are open to me. I can get help from the heaven at any minute. Tell somebody. I can get help from the heavens at any minute. Tell somebody. You got to say it. Now, you want me to hear? You want me to say what I'm hearing now? Satan, you're busted. Hey. You had some fun, but right now, I'm feeding on stuff right now, Satan. You busted. You understand what I'm saying? How is Satan busted? I got information from the Holy Spirit that the heavens stay open to me. And Satan can't handle heaven. I'm about to get healed up in here. I'm about to get my money up in here. I'm about to get my jaw on up in here. Then they all over. The heaven was open to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. So now, I don't only have heaven. I'll put it three ways for you so you can remember. The heavens are open. The Holy Ghost is with me, on me, and I have the ability to hear the voice of God. Three, sit down and write some of this stuff. Listen, because I want you to get it that way. The heavens are open. The Holy Ghost is on me to remain on me. And now the third step is I can hear the voice of God for myself. I have, wait a minute, I'm going to tell you better. I know you know this, but I won't say it because the Spirit is breathing on it. I have the right at any given moment to hear the voice of God. With supernatural, divine instruction that's going to cause me to have a miracle.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory. Oh, yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Religion gone, baby. It's time for us. Right. See, you have the right. What's your first name? Yeah. You have the right at any moment, college, wherever you are, to hear the voice of God for yourself. And when you hear God's voice, he's going to have sealed instruction just for you, nobody else. Right. And the instruction will be so strong that Satan ain't going to be the hand.
Hallelujah.
I wish somebody was praying up in here. I know one thing, you're going to know you've been in the presence of God when you leave here. So I got three things going for me. I got the heavens open. I got the Holy Ghost have come down to stay with me. And I can hear the voice of God. Come on. You see that? Come on. That belongs to you. Don't let nobody talk you out of that. You ain't got to go in no boot. You ain't got to make no confession to no man. That the heavens are open to you in your backyard. And if you don't have a backyard, he planning on getting you one. Put that second point back up. I'm not going. You have to know this. If the doors of the supernatural, now you remember I gave you the definition of the supernatural. Now it's demonstrating of the Spirit and power. Well, let me get to you again because I want you to know what we're working with. Supernatural is a demonstration of the Spirit and power in manifestation to the doing of the impossible. In other words, now, no more, no way, you're going to be locked in the impossible. Because you are a citizen from another country that has no impossibility.
Yes, sir.
See, we got to get our mind further than just church doctrine, just dogma. We got to recognize we got to have revelation. But three things you got to have. Ready? You got to have wisdom, discernment. Discernment is perception. It's seen behind the mask. Or the disguise somebody wearing. Okay. Wisdom, discernment, and revelation. Talk back to me. What I said? You got to have those three always working. Because they take you into your right in the spiritual world. I may say more about them later, okay? All right. You still here? You want to be here?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I just want to make sure. All right. Now, the third aspect of this heaven, this supernatural door keeping open, the supernatural doors in your life that you can function in demonstrating of the Spirit and power that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Number three, you are assigned by God to break the barricade of the natural and of the enemy. You are assigned by God. That is right up there for you. To break the barricade of the natural. See, the natural sometimes tell us we can't go no further. They tell us we can't have the job. They tell us, you know, there's all kind of stuff. That's a barricade. But you are assigned by God. That's why you're here. You are assigned, this church, we are assigned by God to break the barricades of the natural. Tear the Jericho walls down. And any wall that the enemy set up. And you know why we can do this? Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3. Look at that. Second Corinthians chapter 10. Let me make sure I'm going to get this right. That's it. For though we walk in the flesh. No, that's not. Wait a minute. Hold up. We do not walk after the flesh. No, go back. You had it right, I think. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not walk after the flesh. A certain word I was looking for, I see in the next verse, though. For though we walk in the flesh, no, go back. Restore three. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not walk after the flesh. You got that? Now go. That's what I want to see. That's what I want to see here this morning. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Casting down imagination and every high lie that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, telling me I'm not going to make it. I ain't got no time for this. I'm not going to make this stuff no more. See, I wish you'd seen what I'm talking about. I said, listen, I'm going to go back to what I said to you. You are assigned. This is your assignment by God to break the barricades of the natural, yes, sir, and of the enemy. Yes, sir. You have weapons that are not carnal. Yes, then you have Isaiah 54:17. Yes, look at that, brother. Isaiah 54:17. Look at this. Yes, look at this. As I stand in the supernatural, as I stand recognizing the kingdom of God is on the inside of me, it's an unshakable kingdom. And this righteousness and peace, joy, and the Holy Ghost. Well, I can declare what Isaiah said in Isaiah 54:17. Ooh, from this day forward. No weapon. Say it, no weapon. That is formed against me shall prosper. And every, they won't talk about me, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. Look what it says. This is what? Of the servant of the Lord. Now, that is again, brother just prophesied righteousness. He's right on call. This is, and their righteousness is of me, said the Lord. Yes, sir. Woo! Yes, sir. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
Somebody tell me what we're talking about with the subject of this message. How to keep open what? And then how to have an ever-increasing flow of the supernatural. These are supernatural principles that the Holy Spirit taught me in the midnight hour. Now, and you know, the last part of the voice is the way, this is the way Satan works, because I got to teach these children this afternoon. This is the way Satan works. Thoughts, imagination, stronghold. That's the way he works. Thoughts, your imagination never ran off. You had to catch it? Your thought light ever ran off, you had to catch it? Huh? Have you ever thought something you didn't want to do? Yeah. If not, you're not. I'm going to ask this part over here. I'm going to see if somebody's going to lie. You ever thought anything you didn't want to do? That was Satan. He's making a suggestion to you. You have to police your mind. Patrol your mind. Control your mind. Now, if you don't have this next principle I'm giving you, you probably won't operate in the supernatural much. This is a powerful one, but if you don't have it, you need to develop it. Turn to Psalm 63. It's time to shout up in here. Psalm 63. I'm going to turn to Psalm 63 because we're going to shout in here now. It's time, I mean, this is too good for nobody not to shout. It just don't make no sense. Somebody don't get happy on this. It just don't make no sense. I've been in the spirit world a long time. It just don't make no sense. Somebody ought to have enough spiritual sense to know God is showing you something here that somebody need to shout or do something about. You know, hallelujah, man. My God. I feel the Holy Ghost, boy. Ah, my goodness. My goodness. I'm trying to hold 2 points so I can take me a little longer. Yes, this is it, Lord. Yes, this is it. All right. I like that girl about this. She won't put that point up till I tell her to. She's working that thing, partner. Y'all be peeping in on me. Be peeping on me. Number four. Almost don't want me to let you see it. Put out number four. You're going to have to develop this. You're going to have to stop messing around with these ABCs. Point one, point two, point three. You're going to stop messing around with the elementary things of the Spirit. And you're going to have to let the Holy Ghost take you into realms of the supernatural, where you can say, I know my Redeemer living. See? You got to recognize you have a divine, I taught you have a divine nature on the inside of you that can operate in the invisible, operate in another realm. You have miracle power. You have signs and wonder power in you. You got creative power on the inside of you. You're not just no church member. Sure. Come on, get this thing straight here. Why? You, having an appetite. Everybody here know what an appetite is. Having an appetite for the supernatural, beginning with the presence of God. In Psalm 63, oh Lord, oh God, thou art my God, and I got an appetite. And if I got an appetite early, will I seek thee? My soul thirsty. See, you got to have an appetite. Tell somebody next to you got to have an appetite. Tell them, got to have an appetite. See, you're the man with appetite. My flesh longeth for thee. In a dry and thirsty land where no water is, where no power is, and nothing happening in the supernatural. I've been in an old dry church for years. I never saw no eyes open, nobody raised from the dead. Lord, I'm hungry. I won't see it like I saw it before. Why are you so hungry, boy? Look at the second verse. Why are you so hungry? What's up? To see what? Thy power. And what else? And thy glory. How? So as I've seen. Look what he said in the third verse. Hakata la ba shakata kata. Because thy loving kindness is better. What is that? But our loving kindness is better than life. Jesus. My lips shall praise thee. Come on, praise him. Look at verse 4. I tried to cut these verses off. I said, I can't cut this one off either. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will keep my hand in my pocket when they're praising you. Come on, do it. I will lift up my hand in thy name. Now hold it up. Now hold your hand up right now because I'm about to prophesy. Hold your hand right up. Everything that you're dealing with that is in opposition to you living the good life, I curse it now. Every benefit and every covenant blessing that you need in your life to bring your life into joy, I speak it into your life right now. Every doggone thing that's been trying to hold you back, that power is broken now in the name of Jesus. You're going to move further than your need. You're going to your desire and you're going to your dream. Shout the victory. Shout the victory. Lift your hand again. Lift your hand. Every healing that you need in your body, in the name of Jesus, that healing is coming out of heaven right now into your body. It's coming out of the kingdom that's on the inside of you. It's coming out of heaven and it's coming out the inside of you. Be healed. Now let me read a little more. Sit down. Let me read a little more here. Verse 5. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. I'll tell you what. We need to do this. Let's just have a praise moment. Oh, thank you. Lord, we praise you. Lord of heaven and earth. Lord Jesus, we praise you. Father, we praise you. Thank you so much. Woohoo! La 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 la! Hallelujah! I'll do whatever it takes. I'll do whatever it takes to get this point over. I'll do whatever it takes. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'll do whatever it takes to get God people in position. Get God people in position. I'm not alone. God is with me. Here's what I want. Here's what I'm hearing. I gotta go on, but here's what I'm hearing. Tell four people you have nothing to worry about. Don't be worrying. The Lord is with me. The Lord is with me. The Lord is with me. The Lord is on my side. The Lord is with me. I said the Lord is with me. The Lord is with me. The Lord is with me. The Lord is on my side. 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 The Lord is with me. The Lord is with me. The Lord is with me. Hallelujah. The Lord is on my side. The Lord is with me. I'm not alone. Woo! The Lord is with me. I said the Lord is with me. I'm not by myself. I'm not alone. I'm not gonna fail. I'm not gonna lose. The Lord is with me. The Lord is with me. The Lord is with me. I said the Lord is with me. The Lord with you, brother. Shout the victory. The Lord is with me. Woo. Skip, 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 skip. The Lord. Woo. 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 That's the Holy Ghost. Woo. The Lord. The Lord is with me. That's the Holy Ghost. My. Skip the loop. Skip. skip the loop. Hey, the Lord, you got the victory. I got the victory. I got the victory. The victory is mine. I got the victory now. The victory. Skip the loop. Skip. Skip, 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 skip. Hey, we got the victory now. We got the victory now. We got the victory now. We have the victory now. The Lord with us. The Lord is with us. The Lord is with us. the Lord our God. He's with us. Hallelujah. I said the Lord with us. Woo! The Lord our God. He's with us. We're not alone. The Lord is with us. The Lord is with us. Look at the sixth verse. When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches. Notice verse 7. Because thou hast been my help. Therefore, in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul. That's the first I'm going to eat for you. Look at it. My soul follows hard after thee. Thy right hand upholdeth me. Y'all got that? Put that point back up. I want them to see it one more time. Sit down. I want y'all to see it. I want to make sure everybody got it. Now, yeah, I'm going to tell you another secret. Look at me. Listen at me now. Because I'm taking you to another realm of the Spirit. I'm going to give you another secret. Now, here's another secret. Each one of them points in your prayer time, pray a few minutes in tongue over them. Read them out, say them out, and that's because you're praying tongue over it, and the Lord's going to give you some more to go with it. Got it? Everybody know what to do now? Each one, that's why I'm putting them on the board so you can get them. God, you see the praise and worship changing and the way I'm instructing you changing. So we can have it right on both ends. Now, I believe the Lord had brought me to the aspect of my ministry where I need this type of ministry I should have, where I could pause and let the Holy Ghost come. There's an anointing on my life, and there's an anointing on this church. There's an anointing on a lot of people in this church. And so by doing it this way, God just showed it to me. I did it in the meeting past by doing it when I pulled a few people. I said, with the points on the board, is it better? They said, absolutely. I mean, I talked to Roger. Roger told me, said, absolutely. Yeah, give people a chance to see it. And so I want you to see that, all right? All right, now let me show you one more thing, but that's all I can be to show you today. We'll get to, and this is a good one. Creating an atmosphere, put number 5, by preaching and praising in strong, you got to get to the next word, you got to get to the next word, it's come out of heaven. Strong ranges of the Spirit. You know, a stronger frequency of the Spirit. Creating an atmosphere by preaching and praising in strong ranges of the Spirit. In other words, just reaching out for more. Never satisfied. Never satisfied. Don't care what happened last Sunday. Never satisfied. What up, God? What's up for today? Never satisfied. What's up now? You ready for this? Now, some scriptures are very familiar, but they're gonna lock in there. Romans 1:16. I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto deliverance, unto safety, unto prosperity, unto soundness, unto wholeness. Get a hold of what prosperity really means here. Unto healing. I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God under healing, under prosperity, under soundness, under safety. Yeah, that's what the gospel is. Paul said in Philippians 2, I think 13, work out your own salvation. In other words, of the covenant relationship that we have, you have to do your part. What's your part? Believe God. Act on the word. Are you following me? Stick with me now. I'm not ashamed of God. Why? Because the gospel will never make me ashamed. See, that's why, look at Hebrews 12:2. That's why Jesus was able to carry his ministry out. And that's why you're going to be able to carry your life out. You're going to have dips and bobs in your life, but that's not that place across the street, isn't it? Just keep it in your house. Don't be going telling everybody your business, wanting to feel sorry for you, because it's just going to make it more heavier. Wait till God straighten it out. He got to straighten it out. Don't be telling everybody what you're going through. Look at us as Jesus, all defender of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. Look what he did. Despising the shame. Let me tell you what. If you do this right, anything or anybody try to make you shame, they're going to be pronounced promotion on your life. If you know how to, if you know how to handle it, according to this word and according to the gospel of Jesus Christ, sometime we don't have what it takes for that moment. And then we got two or three points in action. What are we going to do? What you 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 going to do? And she's trying to bring shame on you. But I heard the Lord says, stand still and know that I'm God. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. We're going to take care of this. Just don't say nothing. Just zip your mouth. You don't have to answer all them crazy questions they're asking you. Well, God, why this? Why that? Why? Just look at them. You know when you look at them like that, you know what you're saying? Not your business. Now, get ready for this. Get ready for this. Some of you all are tied down now for a takeoff. You're in preparation for a flight that you've never been on before. And it seems like you're going backwards, but you're not moving backwards. You're standing still because your next move is going to be a flight. Who in here receiving this? It's coming out of my spirit. Coming out of my spirit. You up for a flight. God already have signed your ticket. Your name, your seat on that flight is already set. You have a reserved seat to a greater blessing that you ever seen in your life. If y'all would let me prophesy in Yemen, believe it. Believe the Lord thy God, you'll be established. 2 Chronicles 20:20. Believe his prophet and you shall prosper. These things coming up in my spirit. That's a flight. Some of y'all have been tied down to a certain level, certain situation, and it seemed like you're not going to ever get out. The Lord said, it's all like pulling a slingshot back. The further you pull it back, the further the rock going to go. He's in the process of stretching you now. Woo! I said, the Lord, boy, but when he turned this thing loose, he about to turn it loose. I said, he about to, whoa, go. I'll hear another word. All tension in your life must draw interest. Good God Almighty, man. You heard that? All tension. Otherwise, you're dealing with something and bringing tension in your life, it's going to draw interest. Job lost all he had. At the end, he got double. First Thessalonians 1:5 on that same one there. Cast it. We shouldn't took it. Oh, that's all right. That's all right. We're working. Having an appetite for the supernatural? No. We move. Creating an atmosphere by preaching and praising in strong ranges of the Spirit. We just left Romans 1:16 about the gospel. Now look at 1 Thessalonians 1:5. Ooh, Jesus. Look. For our gospel. Mm-hmm. Came not in word only. Thank you, Jesus. But also in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance, as you know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. Some of y'all don't even recognize my anointing. Some of y'all think I'm bragging when I talk to you about what God doing. I'm only testifying to let you know, as I lead you, follow, we go to the same places. I don't want nobody leading me going nowhere. See, people need to use the play with the preacher. They all was living better than the preacher, and they give Reb a little tip, you know. And so they really couldn't receive from Reb like they should. They held him down so they could be up. The Lord got tired of that. You know, all this ooh-wee stuff. Ooh, look at that. Ooh-wee. No. Ooh, let's go wee. Lord going to see that his servant have it too. Now, that's the kind of gospel. Now, if you don't set under that type of gospel, you can't flow in that type of supernatural. See? The gospel have power. All right, I didn't do that voice. Look at 1 Corinthians 1:18. For the preaching of the cross is foolishness to those who perish. But to us who believe, or to us which are saved, what is it? The power of God. Yes, he died. Yes, he hung there. Yes, they laughed at him. Yes, but on the third day, two rich men came to get his body. Two rich men he had ministered to, Joseph and Nicodemus. Rich, both of them rich. They come to get his body. Power of God, man. I got it closed, man. Let's, ladies and gentlemen. Now let's go. Let's read. Go to 1 Corinthians 2. Let's read as we talk about this type of gospel we got to have. And I'm going to close here. I'm going to close on this point here, and I'll pick up next Sunday. Who God bless? You know what I heard? Who left the blessing door open? It's open, brother. I said the blessing door, Marcus. I said a blessing door is open right now. Up in this house, you are under the doors of the blessing, and the doors are wide open. Shout the victory. Nothing and nobody from this moment can stop you from being blessed. They may aggravate you, but they can't annihilate you. This 1 Corinthians 2, it has to do with the atmosphere. Here's the atmosphere. You got to have a certain kind of preaching for the supernatural. You know, you got to have Holy Ghost preaching. You got to have Holy Ghost serving. You got to welcome the Holy Ghost. He's the master of the supernatural, you know. And the Holy Ghost needs a spark. He needs somebody to move him around, man. Now watch this, 1 Corinthians 2, and read this and close, and you can go home with this. First one, you need this type of preaching. And I, brother, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I'm determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear, and in much trembling, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man wisdom, but That is supernatural. In demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. I don't know why I have to minister to you. Come here. Yeah, you. Come here. I don't know why. It's not my business. It might be something you're bleeding for something or whatever it is. You're going to get it. Put both your hands there. Start praying in tongues. God finna do something for you. Yeah, God finna do about to do something for her. He told me to lay my hand on. These are not empty hands. I'm telling you right now. That's an anointing on my life. And I'm going to do what the Lord told me to do. It's not my business. He ain't told me why I'm laying my hand on her. So I'm just going to lay my hand on. He must be mean she can have it. Whatever it is. Healing, whatever it is. I don't care what it is. God got it all. Isn't that something? Come to church and didn't know it was going to happen to her. She had no idea. I didn't have no idea either. Hallelujah. Just receive it in Jesus' name. Bless my daughter, Lord. A father standing right there. Bless him. God, dog, bless him. Bless him too, God. Dog. Bless him. Heal everything on his body. Bless him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right, I think I read that voice. All right. All right. All right, that's where we're going to stop today. Casting. Creating an atmosphere by preaching and praising in strong ranges of the Spirit. Now, I'm going to talk about praise a little bit when I start off next time. Let me leave in your hand Hebrews 13:15. Hebrews 13:15. Leave that in your hand so you can, next Sunday we're going to start talking about building and keeping the altar at work in prayer. You got to have a built altar to stay in, keep functioning in the supernatural. You got to know how to pray. Huh? Oh, and that's another area I didn't touch. See, the atmosphere is changing in the praise. The atmosphere is changing in my preaching. But the atmosphere has changed in intercessory prayer. We got people praying around the clock, always praying, always praying. And you can feel it. You can sense his presence. There are a man and woman here who need to accept Jesus.